I'm gonna mix it up this time. I'm gonna try like mix around. You know what I'm doing here.
Hit him with the left hook.
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey! It's Brian Albert. It's the Misfits Podcast.
No. Do it.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Misfits Podcast.
Holy fuck!
Rated 5 stars on iTunes by That Orange. He says, "This podcast makes me feel like you guys are my uncles at Thanksgiving.
Aww.
I know I shouldn't do it, but I always come back for more." Devious, you little devil!
The fuck?
You cheeky dog!
You're joined fucked. Today by my co-hosts, I Notorious, a.k.a. Matt.
What'd it do?
Toby on the telly.
Hi.
McCreamy, a.k.a. Jay.
Greetings.
Swagger Souls.
What's up, bitch?
And of course, Bald Man Mason.
G'day.
He's so fucking bald.
If you didn't catch the last episode, these five, not me, have been living in a house together for the last week. Do you guys hate each other yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually don't live here anymore.
Swagger told me to clean my room.
Yeah, we all moved out.
I've moved out.
I'm literally fucking Mason's goddamn dad while I'm here. Except I know
you're fucking his dad? Dude, stop fucking Mason's dad.
Yeah, hey, he's a stripper.
Have you
he's
seen
fucking,
Mason's dad?
Have you seen his dad? Can you blame me?
Fucking,
can you honestly blame me?
What's been going on? Fill me in. I feel like for the next few, you know, weeks, months, the podcast is basically going to consist of you guys getting up to no good and me asking you what happened. Because I haven't talked to you guys all week because your internet's been fucked. So please fill me in.
This is like sending your kids off to summer camp and then like listening to them every week when they come home.
It really does feel that way. I really do feel like a dad who's just like lost his children.
So
I try and stay in your life by entering the group chat every now and then.
We don't answer.
You guys aren't answering. You guys aren't talking to me.
We need independence.
You're busy taking drugs and fucking, you know, some hot teen thotties. You know, I got nothing to do back here.
Yeah, we're just trying to live our life.
We'll write you some postcards.
Get off my dick, Dad.
Yeah. You always say you're going to write me a postcard, but you never do.
It's all right.
Rascals.
We fucking did a goddamn whole lot in like the last week. It's been pretty fucking
eventful.
Where do
we start? Holy shit.
I mean,
just like moving
just
in
like
alone.
The setup and shit was, you know, there's not really much to say. We went shopping, fucking set up our shit. Took a while.
Mm-hmm. Swagger hates IKEA.
Fuck IKEA! Fuck IKEA!
Wait, whoa, why so aggressive to IKEA?
Because every time I buy a goddamn piece of furniture, I try setting up Mason's fucking wardrobe in his room.
Yeah, with a hammer on the leg.
I spent 2.5 hours setting up this fucking wardrobe for him, and then I realize all the way at the end when
I'm
putting in the drawers.
Can I set this up real quick? He comes to me in the morning. He comes to me in the morning, and he goes, I think I'm just going to set up Mason's room for him. And I was like, oh, you know, you don't have to. We can all do it together if you want. He's like, no, it's all right. I find it relaxing. And what followed was not relaxing.
No. Now, it was really, really relaxing listening to music and building the wardrobe just on its own. But as soon as I tried putting in the drawers and realized that I put the pieces on backwards, I had a little freak out and started beating the goddamn thing with a hammer. And and then I ended up smacking my hand on the top of it, and there was a knife that was resting on top, and I ended up cutting my fucking hand.
It was deep.
Oh yeah, it was a deep cut. It's still there, but it's healed. It's like, you know, I can't like pinch my cut and then peel it apart to expose the wound.
You did the classic Homer Simpson where you get frustrated while building something and then just like hurt yourself while attacking it.
Yeah, essentially,
I definitely hurt a doll.
Can I ask why? Why is fucking Mason not building the shit himself? I mean, apart from the obvious reason
he's just being lazy.
He wasn't home. He stayed at Scuffed House the first night that he got here because he couldn't be fucked setting up his room. Which we were kind of like, okay, fair enough.
Well, yeah,
so Swagger I'll just make it easier for him, you know?
Yeah. Because captured primates don't build their own enclosures.
Well, I mean, aside from that, I mean, we had a Thanksgiving dinner. We all had a Thanksgiving dinner. It was really, really nice.
I saw the photos. I feel even more left out of crap.
No, I wasn't there either. I wasn't there either. It's fine.
Yeah.
Why weren't you there?
Because
what's wrong with Thanksgiving?
No, there was nothing wrong with it. I wish I was there, but I just couldn't catch it.
He just hates Americans.
Oh, you weren't even in the country at that point.
I wasn't in the country yet. But yeah, it was good. Manager Ryan came. We had a bunch of friends come from Scuffed House. A bunch of people came over. And yeah, we just made a feast. We ate. We drank. Wait, we smoked a lot of weed. Had some edibles. It was nice.
When did you decide you were going to do the dinner? Was it on the day of? Did you plan ahead? Was it spontaneous?
I think it was the night before. We were having like pizza at Ryan's place. And I was just like, oh my God, yo, you should have got like turkey or something for Thanksgiving. And I was like, wait, no, can we just do Thanksgiving tomorrow night? He's like, okay. And he like tried looking up chefs and shit like that. But apparently that's just, we just didn't have time for that. So he just went out, went shopping. Ryan bought a shit ton of stuff for us, and then he made like a whole Thanksgiving meal. And
I made the most PogChamp mashed potatoes in the entire world. It was so good. I peeled potatoes.
What's your recipe involve?
You take some potatoes, right?
Really?
Yeah. And then you mash them with butter, and then you add salt and pepper.
Holy shit.
That's literally it.
What? Oh, wait, that's all you did?
That's all I did.
Just a standard-ass recipe?
Dude, it was fucking good. It was perfectly seasoned.
You want to know how to really make your mashed potato pop? Is you put some cracked pepper in that shit as well before you mix it. Just makes it a little bit.
That's what I did.
You know. All right, well, you know, clearly you're a monster. So.
Yeah, everyone
loved it. You didn't say pepper.
Everyone loved it. Everybody loved it.
I ain't criticizing your mash, man.
Sounds like you're dissing my mash.
Yeah, what are you dissing my mash?
No one dissing my motherfucking mash, man.
But no, that was a really fun night. We just had some edibles. It was really good. Was that the night that Max and Chad came over?
No, was that the night after? That was like the night after.
On Thanksgiving, though, Chad turned up in a Pikachu onesie. He walked in the door and you could see very clearly his entire penis and entire balls poking fucking through the yellow fucking Pikachu onesie.
You want to know what the fuck thing is? That fucking Pikachu outfit belonged to, what was her name? That fucking New Zealand cosplayer.
Jessica Negri?
Yeah, Jessica Negri. That was Jessica Negri's onesie he was wearing.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how did he come into possession of that?
I didn't fucking ask him. That's what we would assume.
So he cut a really small hole at the crotch area.
No, it was just really tight.
Oh, but like, so you could just see the outline?
Not like, oh, you can see a bulge. It was like you could very clearly see his entire package.
Right. I mean, you say entire package like it's impressive. We've all seen Chad's penis.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's not.
It's more like a really small, like, you know, UPS sort of thing that arrives in your door. You're like, what the fuck is this?
You could probably fit it through the mailbox.
Yeah. Fit through the mail slot.
It's more of an envelope than a package.
You don't need to sign for that package.
Did you cook a turkey? What's the deal? What'd you have meat-wise?
Oh, yeah, we had turkey and chicken because they all think turkey's a trash American food, so...
Wait, so they weren't pre-cooked? You guys actually cooked them?
No, I think they were pre-cooked, so we had to just like throw it in the oven a bit.
The chicken we cooked and the turkey was frozen. They were both all right.
They went and hunted the turkeys.
Wait, what do you mean the chicken was cooked but the turkey was frozen? Surely if the turkey was frozen...
No, I think they were pre-cooked.
No, no, no.
We just had to heat it up.
The chicken was raw, and then we cooked the chicken in the oven, and then the turkey was pre-cooked and frozen, and then we defrosted it and put it in the oven.
Okay.
Just to clear up any confusion about our Thanksgiving poultry.
I was seriously
poultry.
Confused about the turkey situation.
Well, I'm glad we have it cleared up.
Why are you guys getting all flustered over a turkey?
Look, I'm just trying to get into the nitty-gritty details of the dinner, because I wasn't there, and I just, you know, I want to imagine I was there tonight when I sleep.
So how was the plating? Was the silverware all set up nice? Were the glasses great? How was the service?
How long ago was the turkey plucked?
Well, all right, what the fuck else happened?
I mean, that's really it for the Thanksgiving dinner. It was just, we all ate, we all got fucked up, had some edibles, had some fucking booze, and, you know, just enjoyed ourselves. And then
got incredibly drunk, like any American Thanksgiving meal, because how else are you supposed to put up with everyone? So yeah, it was great. Pretty normal Thanksgiving.
And I went to bed, because I'm an antisocial fuck.
I mean, didn't you get high and anxious, though?
No, that was the next night.
That was the next night.
So you are an antisocial fuck.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I mean... Since we've got here and there's like nothing to do, since we didn't have like our internet like routed up, we just had like we had people over every night and just had like little parties, like little bangers, and just drink and smoke weed and eat fucking edibles and get all fucked. Nothing too exciting, all pretty normal. But the one party that happened that stands out was the day that I hit 2 mil.
Congrats,
congrats.
I had a little scuffed 2 mil party, got a Freddo frog cake. Because we needed to go out and buy a bunch of food for the party. It was pretty impromptu and it wasn't planned very well. But a lot of people still showed up. But me and Ryan, we were like, oh, we should go out and get some groceries. So we went out to Kohl's at like 11:30 p.m. and it closed at 12. And we're just running around and manager Ryan is literally pushing the fucking cart and going down an aisle and just smacking shit off the shelves. Like just smacking chips and fucking and bread and meat and fucking lettuce. And then he went to the
Our
fucking
fridge
cookie.
Is insane. Dude, it's he filled went to, with shit.
Yeah, we have no excuse to be new breeds now.
Ryan lives his whole life like he's one of those contestants on that show. It's like, you have 1 hour to spend $10,000 in total.
Yeah.
It's literally how he lives his entire fucking life.
Yeah.
You're just smacking it off the shelves. I have a fucking picture of the carts. It was fucking packed. Two full shopping carts packed with junk. And now it's all in our fucking pantry and all in our fucking fridge. So
so much for getting healthy when you move.
Well, no one's eating it is the thing. Like, it just kind of sits there.
It's really just like party and munchies.
Yeah.
It's really
next
it.
Event, we're going to all be 600 pounds.
Guys, when we move into the house, we're totally all going to slam the gym and we're fat.
But I told Ryan as he's checking out all the food, I go, dude, you realize that like most... if not, everybody in the house is trying to eat healthy and get fit and go to the gym and shit. And he goes, so what? Just get really fat and then get really healthy. It'll be PogChamp for a video. And I was like, I don't think you're missing the fucking point, asshole. But yeah, he paid for it.
You guys can all get fat and then there'll just be me just on my own grinding, ripped as fuck with like five like little... little round boys for me.
Yeah. Be great.
Hey, I've been on my gym routine.
Yeah, he's been going to the gym a lot.
Nice.
I've been doing his shit, but I haven't gone yet because I still need to like have a. I have an X then Y problem. I have a do X when Y happens problem. I admit it, and admitting it is the first step to get
That's the
better.
First
today,
step. We're proud of you, man.
Today I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm starting all that.
Right. You go to the gym with me tomorrow then.
Tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow is Friday. Yeah, we should be able to do that.
All right, great. Sweet.
You just ruined this whole Friday, Matt. I hope you're happy.
I'm going to hold him to it.
Ruin my life. To fucking exercise? Fuck that shit.
No, how'd the party go overall? Was it
it was pretty good.
Night?
I mean, fucking two people were on acid, which was pretty neat. Yeah, which I was like, why are two people going to be on acid when, you know, other people are going to be drinking and smoking, but it doesn't really matter. But I think it was our friend Mitchell and another friend of ours that dropped, and they were just having a grand old time looking at our fucking disco lights on the couch.
Oh, that thing was so pog, though, when we discovered that. We bought, like, some shit, like, $20 disco light thing, and we're like, okay, this thing's going to be a piece of shit. But then, like, a couple days later, we discovered that it reacts to sound. So you can sit like a Bluetooth speaker next to it and like the lights will like sync up to the sound. So you just like turn off all the lights in the house and have that thing going.
That's epic.
But after that, I mean, really it was just getting fucked up a lot. And then we filmed our first bit. We actually set aside some time. Toby had to work on a bit, like a skit for his sponsored video that should be out relatively soon.
Yeah,
so,
that was a lot of fun. First bit in the house.
We had him go out in the back of the pool and we filmed this skit. It was really interesting, a lot of fun to do together. It was a good bonding experience. And meanwhile, we're still waiting on our internet to be sent through. And so what happened is, since Mason's the only guy that is Australian that like is in the house, we gave him the responsibility, stupidly.
Well, we didn't have a choice because they needed an Australian resident for the... For the internet. You can't sign up unless you're actually Australian.
So we had his number, right? So Telstra, which is the ISP, was supposed to call him and then sort that out with him. So all he had to do was pick up the phone and give it to Ryan. So we're in the middle of filming this thing, and he's just sitting there, and he gets a call. And, you know, we're all just doing our shit, setting up shots, you know, making sure the camera's working and focused. And then we just hear, yeah... bit busy now. Yeah. He just fucking hangs up.
Oh yeah, no.
He literally, he's just like, I don't have time for this.
And we were just like, who was that?
Yeah, we're like, who was that? He's like, Telstra or some shit.
Telstra guy.
Oh my god. Wait, did you tell him that you set him up with this?
Yeah, he knew.
He's been on a call.
Mason, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just forgot.
Fair enough.
So we have to wait basically 48 hours until they can call us back.
So yeah, we're just doing this, like we're on this Discord call right now, just on like a 4G hotspot split between like five of us, and we got it like...
It's fucked.
We've spent $600 on internet and we've been here for like a week, but we've only had internet for like three days. Bad. It's fucking expensive.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's kidding.
You guys, I mean, you should... Are you like making an effort to not use it that much
though? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not downloading any porn. I'm just streaming it.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing kind of, but, you know, cool. Probably actually be more conservative to download a couple of videos and then just replay them, you know? But, I mean, we all know that that's kind of a bummer. So, you know, it's whatever. But
yeah,
it's only a bummer if it's gay porn.
That's what I'm being funny, man.
This microphone smells so good.
So good.
Oh, yeah, you got a new mic. You can't tell by his voice, he's got... I finally forced him to get a new proper microphone set up and get rid of his shitty... What that thing you had, the blue Yeti?
The moldy Yeti.
Yeah,
dude, that's a good mic. Kobe's using it now.
What's the experience being like overall staying, you know, and looking ahead, being like, I'm going to live with these guys for the next, you know, foreseeable future? How are you all feeling about it?
It's going to be an autistic pit.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's so cool just being able to, you know, go and talk to everyone, you know, and
the
evenings just chilling with the boys and stuff. It's such a crazy experience, but it's
cool.
So cool.
I can literally just fucking like walk into my room right now and go to Jay's mic. I'll do that right now.
Fun. It's like being on holiday with the boys, except when you want to fuck off, you can.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
There he is.
Whoa, you sound different.
Oh, okay.
Hi, how are you?
He's gone again.
Wasn't that neat?
To the audience, it's probably not going to sound like anything. It's probably just going to sound like Swagger randomly said, hi, how are you?
Yeah. No, fuck. I'm out of breath. I sprinted down the hallway.
He literally sprinted.
His room is literally like 3 meters from yours.
Yeah. I know, but you know, it's got to get... I'm not going to take my time. We're doing a podcast here.
But no, it was good. Like,
Toby, what you were saying... Oh, sorry, you go.
Last night we went out, and because we have this amazing view of the city, about a little while walk away.
It's a little park.
Yeah. And it's we have this perfect, beautiful view of the city, and it's beautiful lights at night. We went out there last night, had a big talk about the future and stuff. It was really wholesome.
Smoked a joint. Smoked a big joint.
Yeah. It was real wholesome and nice. So.
That's really
good.
Fucking gay, guys. What I was going to say is that...
Thanks for being supportive, Dad.
That's real fucking...
No, what
Toby's
saying is kind of what I just realized is like when we're on a holiday together or traveling together for these events, we're kind of, you know, if we're in the same Airbnb, we're kind of pressured to hang out with each other all the time because we're only there for a limited period of time. Yeah. So it's like if you're being antisocial, it's like, what the fuck? You're going to be gone in a week anyway. But with the house, you know.
It's the same experience, but you can fuck off.
Yeah, you can just like, if you're tired, just like, fuck it. I can just dip off from my room, you know?
Yeah, because like you're going to see him tomorrow.
You know? We all have our space, which is pretty good.
Yeah. I can't wait to come visit. The house seems...
Not allowed to visit.
All right, cool. Well, when I go over there and buy a fucking house, you guys can't come over there.
Well,
so.
What about? Oh. I'll fucking jump your fence.
Our house is better anyways. Fuck you.
Nah, you're welcome anytime.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get there before Christmas, before you Americans go home for Christmas, but sure yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't really, I don't think, do the greatest job explaining exactly what the house means for us on the last podcast. Or at least, I didn't really explain why I'm not living there. And I think I got a few tweets being like, why aren't you staying in the house with the boys? What the fuck? And the basic reason is, A...
He hates us.
I hate you guys. B, I've got a lease here in New Zealand that ends in February. But even when that lease ends... I do want to move to Melbourne so we're all in the same city and we were able to record the podcast in person and do a whole bunch of dope shit for the future. But I don't think that I want to live in a fucking gamer house. I don't think I want to, I don't know. I don't think that I'm in a position in life where I can ditch my independence in that sense and move in with people again.
Oh, and go back to having roommates because you used to live with roommates and now you're like living on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I don't, you know, and I think it's not going to really make a difference either way, because either way, we're going to have a communal space where we can shoot shit and hang out on the regular and record the podcast on the regular. But it's like, why would I not take advantage of the possibility of having my own space as well, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. Plus I want to fucking invest in property, so there's that as well. So but yeah, I mean, next year I'll hopefully be in Melbourne. We'll all be in the same city.
That'll be crazy. Then, holy shit.
It's gonna be so nuts. That'd be so it'd be pretty fucking good.
I can't wait just for the increase in quality for the podcast, when we can actually, you know, maybe film it, or if at least at the very least record it all in the same room. Yeah. The
around
conversation just happens so much more natural when you're sitting across from each other, and you know, there'll be more laughs to be had, just a better kind of I don't know, a better product in general.
Yeah, so, yeah. Totally.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else has happened?
I went to a hookah bar with these guys, and I think B was there, and I think two other friends of ours. And this was back when I didn't have Juul pods, so I was really gunning for some nicotine.
Sure.
And so we roll up to this hookah bar, we go out into the balcony, and we're just hitting a hookah, and we get like what was like two pitchers of these fucking like, it was these weird fucking drinks. It was like blue lemonade and like half a handle of vodka. So naturally I had three or four glasses, so I was pretty fucked. And it started to rain, so we ended up going inside, and we were just sitting there. And so, like, I'm doing this bit where I'm drunk, and I have my arm around an imaginary girlfriend, and they're like, oh, how's your girlfriend? I'm like, yeah, really good. And then I turn to this imaginary girlfriend, and I go, fuck you, bitch, like that. And I'm making direct eye contact with one of the people sitting right next to me, and he just gives me this death stare, dude. And I was just like, oh, sorry, it was a bit, which is literally like the, it's just a prank, bro. I was afraid I was gonna get the shit kicked out of me.
I
fucking recoiled in fear.
Fucking
the context behind me being drunk currently is I went and got a haircut today. And
time to get drunk.
I go to this fucking barber with manager Ryan, and I sit down, and the barber goes, you want a beer? I was like, what? He's like, you want a beer? I was like, yeah, sure. And he fucking goes to this fridge and pulls a fucking beer out. I'm like, I've never had a fucking beer in a barber before.
Really?
This is
lit. Very common.
It's
over here.
Really common here.
The world.
So yeah.
we're
so
all alcoholics.
Like, I take two sips, and the guy starts cutting my hair, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't, you know, drink my beer as he's cutting my hair, because he needs to cut my hair. So,
what do you mean?
Like,
why can't you drink the beer?
No, because I can't move my head and shit, you know, while he's fucking cutting it. So,
Mason, you moved your head the entire time they were cutting it. That's why you're bald. Don't laugh at him.
Okay, sorry.
But, so by the end of this, and I had, like, nothing to eat for breakfast, so I fucking, at the end of the haircut, we're about to leave and go grab some lunch, and I have the beer in my hand, and I'm about to walk out, and then I turn to Ryan, and I go, hey, can I bring this beer out? And he's like, no, you can't drink a beer on the street. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna skull it. So I skulled the beer, and you know, to be honest, I got a little tipsy from that. And then we went to Fat, Fried and Tasty. It was like this fried chicken place. So I order my chicken and I order my chips, and then I'm like, all right, great. And I realize that I didn't order anything to drink. So I ask Anna Kataipo, I ask her, hey, can you buy me a drink? Like just like a pint of beer or something, and we can all share it. And she was like, yeah, sure. And then she buys it for me, and then I have the whole fucking pint to myself.
A whole pint?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Holy shit.
And damn,
yeah.
You said a couple beers. I didn't know you had a whole fucking pint to yourself.
Yeah, well, I had a pint and plus one beer. So, yes, I'm kind of drunk. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Sorry for
talking. I made an effort to match you. I'm yeah. two whiskeys deep right now. So if
awesome.
I'm slurring a bit as well, then
yeah,
that's
well,
why.
Yeah, just try not to bring up the blacks. And you'll be all right.
All right. Well, you've just succeeded in doing it again, so I'm not sure if you're the one who should be telling me what to do here.
What?
Scuff,
How'd the haircut go, though? You're looking fresh. You're looking fly.
He looks so good.
He looks. It does. He fucks. Yeah. He looks like he fucks.
He looks like he fucks.
Right, you are not. You got a haircut, right?
Oh, yeah. You got it shaved a bit.
Yeah? You're happy with the fresh outcome?
Well, at first, I just hate, like, looking at my haircut after, like, growing it out for so long. Because you guys joked, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I think it was back in April, you joked, yeah, just grow your hair out. And then when we move into a house, just get, like, a really trendy haircut. So it's like, okay. So I was just used to growing out long. And then when they finally cut it, you're just, it's like that initial shock you get from looking at it. I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't like Red. This at all.
Just go bald.
Yeah, you just be like, Mason, don't need any haircut. Just cut it all off.
Yeah, Mason, how long does it take to grow back your hair to, like, the kind of spiky face?
Like I said, man, depends how many Weet-Bix I eat.
He's been munching down on the Weet-Bix.
Mason, I'm interested to hear, like, how you... Okay, wait, okay, I'm going to go on here. Or did you want to say what you're going to say?
Go. No, okay, or I go. You go?
You go. Just talk, Mason.
Right. Yeah, it takes, like, about maybe 4 months before it starts getting some momentum.
Okay, so that's you go into like the number one, number two phase, and then you get to the point where you can actually kind of style it a bit, and then you get it cut on the sides.
Pretty much.
Right now he's in the Igor phase.
What's that, like the Russian hitman phase? Like the
Neanderthal.
Yeah, it just looks fucking, it looks, it, dude, I look like fucking, what's his name? Little cunt on a cartoon, I forgot.
Bobo the Chimp?
Nah, bro.
You look like that.
My head looks like
itty
fucking...
Itty.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I look like I got the plank.
Yeah, I look like I got a strap of Velcro on my head.
Double D.
Double D. No.
He looks like Ed, yeah.
Double D. Mason, this is your first time leaving or living out of home, right?
Same with me.
Like in terms of you've actually moved out of your parents' house, right?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I don't know. It's pretty fucking different, man. It's fucked.
It's different. Is there anything you miss about being at home besides, you know, not having any responsibilities? All right. Has Kobe come out to see the house yet?
And Big D. Yeah, Kobe will probably come out at some stage.
All right. Kobe's Mason's brother, by the way, for those at home who don't know.
He's 42.
And you...
No, he's not.
What?
Guns.
You guys don't even know my family. What the fuck?
Your brother's like 17, right? Or 16,
something
like that.
Yeah, he's 16.
Jay, it's your first time living out of home as well. Yep. And how's that going for you?
Perfectly fine. Missed the parents. That's about it. Don't miss New Zealand that much.
I don't miss anything. Fuck you, New Toby. Zealand.
Yeah, I do. I will say Melbourne as a city just seems like the place to be, really. It seems pretty dope.
Getting sick of old Jacinda Ardern.
Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, isn't that our prime minister or some shit?
Oh, right. Honestly, dude, I wouldn't even fucking know. I'm dead ass serious. Here's the thing. My life is so involved online these days that I don't even pay attention to my own country's politics because I'm too busy reading about American politics. It's fucked.
That's hilarious.
I have no fucking idea what's going down in my country right now.
That's so funny. I thought it was going to be like an inside joke, like funny meme.
No.
You're just like, who the fuck's that?
How fucked is that?
That's fucked, bro. That's fucked.
Can you imagine not knowing your own prime minister? Like, what the fuck?
It's like our first female prime minister in like years and years.
New Zealand's irrelevant as fuck, dude. I don't even care, man.
But she was on Jimmy Cameron or whatever his name was. Wait, what's his name? Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Nah, relatable New Zealander moments over here on the Misfits podcast that only New Zealanders will understand. Toby, did you know who the Prime Minister's name was?
Yes. Because the only reason I knew that, though, was because she took her baby to the UN and it was fucking adorable.
Ah, okay.
I thought you were going to say it was fucking ugly.
Oh, no way.
Honestly, I'd probably remember an ugly-ass baby over an adorable one. I'm just that kind of guy, you know.
No, it was adorable because it had its own little name tag thing, like with its photo on it, and it was so cute.
Oh, like a little press pass or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you guys are just fucking grossing me the hell out right now. With all this
same
shit.
My kids are. Cool. That.
What else has been filling your week?
We've just been doing the house, really, like setting it up.
Yeah.
House
and running, you know. Building furniture,
so
fucking
much stuff.
Are you buying all your furniture from IKEA?
Yeah, pretty much everything.
IKEA is pretty shit, though. You're right. Yeah. They gave me the wrong legs for my table. That's bullshit. It's the first time I ever bought something from IKEA. They fuck it up.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Appreciate it. I finally get a chance to talk now. Okay, so yeah, I went to IKEA. I bought a table, and they fucked up the legs. And I had to go back, return it. Wasted like 3 hours of my time. It's good.
Wow.
So how's your day?
I mean, yeah, I've never bought shit from IKEA before.
IKEA's fucking garbage, and it's a shit company.
Fuck
oh my God.
Holy shit, don't mean to diss the Swedes.
All right, in other news, guys, guess what's coming up soon?
What's coming up soon?
YouTube Rewind.
Are we invited?
Yay, Logan Paul.
I don't think we're invited. I'm just curious to hear what your thoughts are, what your predictions are as to what's going to be in it.
Shane Dawson, fucking everywhere.
For sure. Fortnite, something Fortnite related.
Yeah, Fortnite dances.
Muse out. Yeah. Lachlan.
Do you reckon they're going to get dances. YouTubers to do the Fortnite
dances?
Yes,
oh, 100%.
Dances in there.
Oh, no.
See a lot of the floss in Orange Justice.
Oh, no.
What about Logan Paul versus KSI? You reckon they'll probably put 100%. That in, right?
Yeah.
Although, did YouTube really like that happened?
They probably made a lot of money. And
they made a lot of money. People,
so. Oh, from the stream? Yeah, it was a paid stream, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was officially like promoted via YouTube and everything,
yeah.
Right?
They oh, yeah, that'll like, definitely be on there.
Okay,
then.
Cool. Yeah, that'll probably, definitely be a thing.
Probably have some guy doing surgery on a grape. some fucking dead meme.
What are the real memes of YouTube this year? Like, that they're not going to put in? I think TikTok is definitely going to be one of them.
TikTok.
What else?
Fortnite? Is Fortnite, TikTok, and those are like the only two things I can think of at the top of my fucking
head. Surely
there
are some better memes than that this year.
Ninja's going to be in it. Ninja's going to be in it.
Ninja.
Oh, yeah, Ninja. Yeah.
Ninja's going to do floss, guarantee it.
No, he'll do his shitty pom-pom thing.
Oh, true. No. Yeah.
Does he still do that, the pom-pom thing?
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I haven't watched the stream.
He does. When Red Bull redid his setup, they built him a little area specifically for that.
20 pom-pons a day.
It's a pom-pon.
So Ninja does this dance. He does it like once per stream. Where
after his
after
first
he gets a
victory
win.
Royale.
Yeah. He gets up and does this little dance of Japanese music where he holds his hands in front of him and bounces them from side to side. Yeah. And it's like a pon-pon dance. And it goes on for a solid minute and a half. And not going to lie, look.
Kids dig it.
All the kids dance along at home?
Yeah.
And then Ninja merch. Look, I don't really have anything against Ninja. He's clearly a child's entertainer, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But that shit's fucking pretty
cool. I miss Ninja back in his glory days when he was rapping on Twitch.
Ninja.
I want Ninja back.
Bring back.
What? No one rapped?
Ninja.
Ninja.
Papi chulo.
What is the Saito Ninja? I've never. I know he used to swear, but I never watched him.
He was a toxic little shit. It's awesome.
No.
I miss old Ninja.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I mean, you used to watch him back in the day, right, Jay, when he was toxic?
Mm-hmm. It was funny as fuck. But like he's still entertaining. But the reason he was entertaining on Fortnite and still getting his viewership was because he's good at the game. But now he's family friendly and shit at Fortnite, so it's like, what the fuck?
But he's also making tens of millions, so you know.
Exactly.
I guess it might be a worthwhile. He was on Ellen, yeah.
It's a good trade up.
Man, it's crazy. I really wonder, like, what is the ceiling for a guy like Ninja's career? Like, where do you peak?
Ellen's the pinnacle. LED or whatever he said.
What?
LED.
Oh, God. I mean, that's actually a pretty sick kind of pun, though. Let's be honest. Yeah. LED, because Ellen DeGeneres.
Ali A meme. That's going to be surely that has to be a rewind. Imagine that.
The Ali A meme was a big meme.
Yeah. Can you believe that you started the Ali A meme?
Look, there's still some doubt in me that I actually started it, but there's no doubt in my mind that I popularized that shit. Because what happened is I uploaded that PUBG video with us taking the piss out of Ali A like multiple times in the video. People loved it, clipped it, put it on Instagram, and that shit, it blew up on Instagram. You know, people just clipping my videos and shit.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, Ali A memes just everywhere. Just people saying like
PewDiePie.
Retarded shit, like my parents got divorced, and then the Ali A intro in place.
He
so
had to change his
I don't
intro.
Really want to.
Did he actually?
Yeah, but it's still the same concept. He just changed the music, but he still uses the old music sometimes. But yeah, LEA, what a meme. I mean, that would definitely be in the scuffed version of YouTube Rewind. Also,
can we make our own YouTube rewind?
YouTube meme wind.
Look, every year there's always 10 creators who make
It's just a bunch of creators fucking up and saying the N-word.
Oh, T-Series?
Yeah, did PewDiePie N-word happen this year or last year?
I think that was this year, right?
I think that was last year. No, that's the last
dude,
year.
Dude, that is iconic.
The bridge.
Was it?
That was summer of last year.
Oh, yeah, it was last year, wasn't it?
Fuck
yeah.
Time flies. That was like a year and a half ago. What the fuck?
Man. Yeah, I actually use when PewDiePie said the N-word, it's like a way to judge how much time has passed. It's like a little marks on my calendar. Yeah. It's like, was that pre-PewDiePie N-word or post-PewDiePie N-word? Never remember. Yeah. Meme review would probably be in the official one, I guess. Oh,
like T-Series, some
PewDiePie
shit like
wasn't even in the last one, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
It was probably
because
of the
last stuff, wasn't it?
But I think that was just because he didn't want to, I think.
The last YouTube Rewind, he wasn't in it, and it was before all of the drama.
Oh. Right. When they were recording it, probably, at least. He recorded it, but they cut him because of the drama or something. I can't remember.
Well, he said in a video that he didn't even get asked.
Oh. Rude. Well, he's surely in it this year, because this T-Series thing is one of the
massive.
Yeah.
Mr.
Beast, no doubt, will be in it. I really want to get Mr. Beast on the podcast
sick.
But
yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah, but I don't know if it'll ever happen. Yeah, I mean, Mr. Beast is one of those creators that's just totally blown up this year to a major extent.
History with him, right?
We've talked back and forth, so I'm sure I could get him on here someday. But I mean, he's a busy guy. These videos take a lot of effort to film. But man, I've been binging a lot of his videos lately, and they're very addictive to watch. You know, there's something very satisfying about watching college kids flip pick a cup with $1,000 in it.
Yeah.
Just because, $1,000 means a lot to a fucking college kid, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
You fucking, Mr. Beast retweeted this tweet from some guy, and the guy's fucking tag on Twitter was Fagger Souls. And I saw that and I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know what to think.
Immediately blocked him and moved on with my life because fuck that guy.
Fagger Souls.
Is that why you tweeted Fagger Souls, or is that Toby who tweeted that? Someone tweeted that.
I responded to Toby's tweet.
Yeah, the context to that was I arrive in Melbourne and I get to Scuffed House and I sit down. I've been there like 5 minutes and Strubber goes, no, actually, I think it was Swagger. Swagger goes, so has there been any new Toby tweets happening lately? And I was like, oh, no, there hasn't. And then Trouble was like, yeah, Swagger's going to look at Toby's Twitter and there's just going to be fucking Swagger Souls is gay. So I tweeted it.
Yeah. And then Ryan
told me it could get me banned on Twitter.
I immediately saw that. I was like, no, you didn't say Swagger Souls is gay. You said Swagger's a faggot.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Could absolutely get you banned on Twitter.
That's dumb.
Mason also called Twitter a faggot. So
they didn't do shit because they're pussies.
I wouldn't pick a fight with Twitter because having your account suspended sucks pretty bad, I imagine. Swagger, speaking of tweets, you tweeted another quarter of your face.
Yeah, I saw. I did. Looks good. Red beard.
Weirdly, people are saying it doesn't like look like the other quarter. People are saying it doesn't quite match up. It's kind of weird.
People are saying it kind of looks like Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can kind of see it. I mean, we look pretty similar, me and Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. We both got red beards and black shirts.
I mean, do you, though?
Yeah.
You're both men?
Debatable.
We both work in autistic. This industry?
Yeah.
Now people are going to think Ryan is Swagger Souls.
Yeah. They already did back in fucking Matt's PAX vlog, like fucking a year ago. They had that fucking shot of me sitting down, like holding my fucking helmet in my hands because I was so tired. And Ryan was just sitting next to me, but it looked like my hand was Ryan's hand and he was just holding the helmet.
There's so many comments like, oh, dumbass, you fucked up.
Well, my snot was leaking out of my nose.
Oh, yeah, the slow-mo, just the...
Oh,
ew.
That was gross. Hey, Fever.
Are you recording a 2 mil sub special for your channel?
Yeah, it's on the back burner, but I had an idea, but I need a GoPro, waterproof camera.
Right. How are you guys doing as far as footage for videos goes right now? Because I imagine
we haven't really used our internet right now.
Yeah, which has been fucking with me. for sure, because my pool of people to record with has just decreased by, you know, a lot. So I'm basically left with Cryos, Smitty, Grizzy, Daniel Harrison, and a couple other, you know, stragglers. Yeah. So it's been fucking, I'm trying.
I'm out of footage as well. Like, I have no videos to make.
Yeah. What about you, Swear? Are you out of footage?
I am planning on doing a IRL thing this week. So, you know, just you know, because I can't fucking record games right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to film some IRL shit and see if it could be a good video.
So tell us your calls back in 48 hours and then, I mean,
then we if get it gets hooked up. We get shit on it, but at least we're not paying through the nose for it.
Dude, if I get a call in my room, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, you are. You're going to fucking mute your mic.
No, I won't, because my room has no reception.
Oh, yeah, reception.
Just, why don't you just tell him to call Ryan?
Well, that's what he has to pick up and then tell him to call Ryan.
Why didn't you just direct it straight to Ryan?
I forgot. I thought it was for me.
I don't.
God. All right, forget it. This is an argument for off podcast. Cool. So you should have internet next week, and then we can start recording.
Yeah, and the internet will be shit, but it'll be good. The only shit part about that internet is the upload speed sucks, but the download speed will be fine, which means we can still play together.
Yeah, so streaming might be an issue, but...
I'm just not going to stream for a bit.
Yeah, although you said it's like 5 up, right, which is kind of enough for streaming.
It's enough for one person. Yeah.
For like one, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's fine. If we're playing games and he's streaming, it'll be all right.
We could just get more boxes, to be honest. Get more boxes from Telstra.
They're so expensive. Do you know the box itself was $300?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Cool. Okay. Well, what's fucking next then?
House tour.
Oh, yeah. House tour. We record that maybe tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, I have to set up my Vive. We all have to set up our VR sets.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Let me look at my whiteboard.
Oh boy, it's going to the board.
I have to, okay, internet. I have to buy a scale. Ethernet cords. We need to buy a printer. Some notebooks and writing utensils. I spelt utensils wrong. Fuck. And then the IRL thing. Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. That's what I have to do.
Nice.
I love being filled in on things, but I especially love it when it's from an extreme distance. So thank you for that. That really that felt great.
Anytime.
You guys should just set up a PO box so that people can just buy your shopping lists for you.
We do have a PO box.
Oh well, do you want to advertise that?
I guess we can advertise that. Let me get the thing. I'm pretty sure I put it in the fucking Discord.
Cool. It means that the fans can start sending some mail.
You're right. So if you want to send us some fan mail, so fan art, dildos, fucking gummy snacks, anything.
Yeah, I'm low on
jewel pods.
Yeah, jewel pods, please. don't send us drugs. In the mail, we will not consume them,
and we will get in trouble.
So don't do that. But yeah, anything else? Yeah, fucking go for it. Our PO box is PO Box 2041, Brunswick East 3057, Victoria, Australia.
Epic. We'll probably tweet that shit out as well.
Of course,
we'll put it somewhere,
and we'll put it in the house tour video.
Okay. Dope. Well, yeah. Hopefully you guys will get sent some firearms or something cool.
I hope.
Something American.
I miss America.
Yeah.
Just get a note with a Glock 18 in the mail. It says from Uncle Sam.
Oh, fuck yeah.
For our good old American boys to make you feel more at home.
And we could use that in case our fucking address gets leaked so we could shoot people and try to break in.
You could just lock the doors. I mean.
Oh, true, I guess. But that's not fun.
Guys, I really need you to help me out here. I'm not in the house. You guys got to feel some air time here, right?
We pretty much went through like everything, man. I mean, you know, for the most part, it hasn't been all that exciting. And
we've just
a lot
been
of
buying
like,
furniture every day.
It's just in and out of the house constantly.
It's just a bunch of like small errands every day, like getting the shit we forgot the previous day.
Look, here's a fact. We got to get better at rambling because we can't always depend on anecdotal stuff for to fill podcast airtime because, you know, just not enough happens in a week to fill an hour talking about it unless you're just some total fucking bore who, you know, just rambles on and on.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we started this podcast as being like, or like this particular episode of the podcast we're recording currently was more about like the house and what we've been doing, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to throw some rambling in there, we can ramble for another 9 minutes.
Sure. Favorite movies, guys. Let's hear it.
Oh, Interstellar. Inter-fucking-stellar.
Really? It's your favorite?
My favorite is The Royal Tenenbaums.
Wow, that sounds super homosexual. Zuckles, what's yours?
Wally.
Okay, Toby, what is that movie? Sorry, I didn't mean to dismiss it as homosexual.
It's a Wes Anderson movie. It's about it's just about this family. And it's just a really fucking dysfunctional family, and it's funny. But it's Wes Anderson, right. So it's like real kind of niche and weird.
Quirky.
Yeah, quirky. Yeah.
Gotta love old Wes. I know, what's your favorite movie?
Actually, after listening to Swagger Struggle with that shit from IKEA and his like going there and back with Ryan, I'd have to say Ryan the Bitch in the Wardrobe.
Wow. Oh. This guy's got jokes over here. We got a jokester over here.
He's a bit of a funny guy. He's a bit of a funny guy. Speaking of Steven Hillenburg, SpongeBob Andy.
No, you just killed the mood. Oh,
no.
Dude, don't bring that up now. We're talking about movies. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, the SpongeBob movie. I'm a goofy goober. Yeah.
Stop.
Dude, rest in peace. That sucks. And not only that, we got hit with a double whammy. That guy that made the fucking "What are those" memes died the same fucking day.
Wait, no, really?
What?
I didn't even hear
about Marvel Man too.
Stan Lee. Fuck.
We lost a lot of great fucking people in the last fucking
week.
Come
in threes.
In the last year, really, a lot of people been dying.
People die every year. So fucked. Why can't it just stop? You know.
Yeah, dying's pretty whack. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Tyne, what's up with that?
I like that we were talking about two like incredible creators that did so much for their respective industries, and then you just throw in the "What are those" guy in there.
Hey, that guy changed a medium. Okay, he inspired children and men alike
to
and
take
and women,
the piss out of their friend's shoes.
Yeah,
they're my chocolate.
Jay, did you say your favorite movie?
I said my favorite movie was the SpongeBob movie.
Yeah, but like, come on. I mean, come on.
If we're being serious,
give me a serious
favorite,
answer.
Actual favorite, Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Happy Gilmore. It's a good movie.
Yo, can we watch that tonight?
It's a very good movie.
That's the one where I want to watch Misfits all together. We're doing that. And Breaking Bad.
Misfits movie night.
The British TV show, not the American one, because the American one's a fucking joke.
It's garbage.
The American one just takes the script of the British one word for word, but does it in America, and it's trash.
Suck doodle.
Fuck America.
Be different shows, like how it was like The Office, how they had like the UK and the US version.
Oh my god! Yeah,
Zuckles, what is your favorite movie?
What else do you want from me?
What did he say?
Wally.
Oh, Wally, right. Sorry.
I thought he said Molly.
Is Wally really your favorite movie?
Kind of.
Can you relate to that little rust bucket robot in some ways?
Yeah, he gets, you know, kicked around a bit.
Living in the garbage.
living in the trash.
I think Mason just wants to fuck the fucking white robot.
Dude, it's Mason's...
The robot is a metaphor for his fleshlight that came into his life and improved things.
If Mason relates to Wally because he's living in garbage, it's his own fucking fault. He's taken so long to make his room.
Hey, I was trying to hang up my tiles on the wall. I had to daddy up on Mason
and fucking tell him to clean his room.
I had to daddy up. Dude, Swagger's been doing this thing where he walks in every fucking day and he goes, "All right, time to start your day." Like, what the fuck, cunt?
It's because you're fucking sleeping in until like 4 p.m.
It's like 2:30
If I wake up and it's 2:30 and everyone's still asleep, I'm gonna wake everyone up.
Don't wake me up. Yeah. I want to sleep.
What the
I'm
fuck you guys doing waking up at 2:30 p.m.?
Exactly. It's been a month of being in between Airbnbs and rental places. I'm catching up on sleep finally. That's why I'm sleeping in.
Catching up on sleep.
I have
finally.
My own bed finally to call my
shit.
Own.
He's full of shit.
You're doing it too,
that's
Mason.
Such,
no.
That's what? Such an excuse.
I slept for like 12 hours today. It felt amazing. I haven't felt this good in ages. I'm so behind on sleep.
Guys, I can't help but notice that you didn't ask me what my favorite movie is.
So yeah, what's
your
favorite movie?
It's because we
yeah,
don't
what's
care.
What's your favorite movie?
Yeah,
cunt.
I don't give a shit about your fucking movie.
Look, I'm trying to fill some airtime here. I thought this was a good conversation starter. You know, I'm
and
just
then
trying
we go off track
to input
on
to the podcast. Because, you know, if I don't, you guys just go all quiet and shit, make me feel weird. So, you know. Anyway,
what's your
without
favorite
further
movie?
Ado, my favorite movie is... And then the podcast just ends. All right, cool. Okay. Thanks for watching, guys.
Okay. Well, well,
all right,
bye.
No, I'm kidding. No, my favorite movie is probably Lost in Translation, I would
okay.
say.
Where?
Wait, have subtitles
what is
for
it?
That one?
What do you say?
Lost in Translation.
What yeah. is?
It's Lost in Translation.
So what's the title of the movie? Is yeah. it like Japanese?
Lost in Translation.
Yeah, but they at least have subtitles so you can like understand what's going on in the movie, right?
No, it's Lost in Translation.
Oh, okay. So what's the point of watching it?
Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation. So I was trying to play along with Swagger's bit there, but he just decided to give up on me like halfway through. So, you know, that's fine.
It's all right.
No, it's Lost in Translation.
The title of the movie's Lost in Translation.
Yeah, there he goes. He's picked back up on the bit and he's trying to end it with some never mind.
You know, I don't have to be here, Fitz. I don't have to
look,
be here.
If you're gonna start a bit Swagger where you act all confused and like you're acting like it got lost in translation, at least finish the bit and don't leave me hanging.
But I can start a bit and other people can pick up on the bit.
Yeah, but I think you forget you're dealing with literal retards amongst us. Yeah. Okay? So no one else knew yes. you were doing a bit.
I know it.
It was
I
a
know
shit
it, Fitz.
Bit.
I know it.
It was a shit bit.
It was a shit bit.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure like half the audience right now isn't even aware of what the bit could possibly be because it was so bad.
It's lost in translation.
All right. He's leaving the room. Just for the listeners at home, Swagger was trying to do a bit there where he acted right, like he didn't understand what the title of the movie was because the title of the movie is Lost in Translation. Therefore, the title got lost in translation.
Shut the fuck up, Norm McDonald.
He's not exactly a comedic person, old Swagger, but he does his best, and sometimes it falls flat. So, you know, that's why we're
still
here
for
this podcast.
Can we still just give him a round of applause for, like, at least making an attempt?
You know what? No, I don't think so. So, you know, there we go.
Audience, round of applause right now. Round of applause.
I don't care if you're on public transport. Give him a big old yeet right now. Just give us
a
big old
yeet. Give us a big
yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah. You already do it.
I want you to film it and tweet it to add Misfits. Is you yeeting on public transport?
Yeeting as loud as you can.
If we get enough yeets on public transport, we'll make a compilation and you'll get featured on the Misfits Twitter account and or YouTube channel. And that's not a promise.
Yeah, that
all
is
right,
not
guys.
A promise.
That sounds like a big old maybe.
Oh, man. No, Lost in Translation. It's a great ass movie. It stars Bill Murray.
You guys should watch The Royal Tenenbaums. It's good. It's a good movie.
All right, what? Bet we'll watch that shit.
The Royal Rugrats movie was Pog.
Yes.
Oh, I remember
now that's
that, dude.
A quality. I like the Rugrats and the Wild Thornberries.
Sometimes I just want to go back. I just want to go back and watch some kids' movies that I watched when I was younger, but I feel like I'll just hate them. I don't want to ruin the memory.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Like the nostalgia. Yeah. Like, oh, that was so good. Then you watch it, you're like, this is so fucking
it's like watching
trash.
Hoodwinked or the original Jimmy Neutron movie.
Yeah, we were watching Jimmy Neutron the other night on Chromecast. I'm like, this is so
we were
trash.
Watching Best Moments of Carl Weezer. Like,
yeah. that show, Jimmy Neutron, just looks so odd, doesn't it? Such an odd like, animation style from that era. So strange. It's kind of like those surreal like render videos.
Yeah, it's like those cheap Chinese knockoff. Animations they make.
I was super into Jimmy Neutron. My fucking dad built me a fucking shrink ray out of a remote control. He built me a hypno beam out of a frisbee and some wood. He did like a lot of DIY toys for me.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
I fucking awesome. Love that shit.
Sounds like a fucking faggot.
No, that's,
okay.
That's not being a good father.
Okay.
We finally reach a place where there's some good energy going around. Toby calls you a faggot. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Welcome back to another episode of the Misfits Podcast.
A real faggot hits the polls. On
people
Saturday.
Come to listen to this podcast for some honest jokes and some good energy.
What
some
the
good
fuck
vibes.
Did you just say, Mason?
What?
did you say?
I heard that too.
I heard it as well. Repeat it, Mason.
Did he say something racially insensitive?
No, he said something about his dad.
Saturday.
Wait, you cut out. What'd you say about faggot dad?
In the bog.
Wow.
Oh, that's not okay.
There's way too much to be cutting out of this podcast now, guys. Oh, man. I mean, look, people love this podcast because it's raw and, you know, we're just being ourselves. And sometimes people make mistakes, okay? And you know what? That's what it's all about. It's about making mistakes and then learning from it. Or alternatively, not learning from it. Remember that time I called?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're approaching about an hour.
Sure. Interesting to see how this bad boy turns out. Hopefully you guys can get up to more furniture related shenanigans next week and fill it
up. Fuck you.
Really was expecting you guys to bring some food to the table this week, but apparently not. Apparently we're starving.
Yeah. We did bring food to the table. We literally had Thanksgiving. What are you talking about?
I wasn't invited on it, so
you would have came.
I would have come. If I got invited.
These fuckwits didn't lock the back door when they left.
Yeah, good thing. You would have been stranded outside.
Yeah, okay. All right. Andy plays.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. All right, mate. I'm going to start barking in a minute.
I'm going to have a podcast. One of these days, I'm going to have a podcast that's just me and Mason 101, and he's going to tell me all about the abuse you guys give to him, you know, in this fucking house, because I can see it happening.
And now he's too scared to speak out.
He does it to himself.
We'll be in the room secretly. Don't you say a bad thing about us, bitch.
You motherfucker.
What did you say?
Guys, like waterboarding him and shit. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Misfits podcast, guys. We'll catch you next week.
It'll be a better episode next week.
This episode was great. What are you talking about? We talked about movies. We talked about Thanksgiving. We talked about, you know, you stealing a jacket, which we're going to cut out. You know, it was great.
Talked about a lot of shit we're going to cut out.
Yeah, guys, the podcasts are normally 2 hours. We actually cut out a whole hour because we're just that incompetent. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.